Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I was recently in federal court presenting the oral argument on the case in Boston regarding Camp Constitution's request to fly a flag with Christian content. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this case, we've talked about it before. It's now at the Court of Appeals. I presented oral argument. We will receive an opinion at some point in the near future, probably sometime this summer. But for those that are not familiar with the facts of the case, this case started a few years ago when Camp Constitution, which has educational outreaches regarding our Constitution, wanted to hold an event in the City Hall's public plaza. It's a public forum, and there's an application process, and there's also a flagpole that's part of this public forum, according to the city's specific policy. And this was an event for Constitution Week, celebrating the Christian heritage and history of the Constitution and the founders in Boston and the Commonwealth. In fact, John Adams, a very strong, influential founding father, was an avowed Christian. He was a devout Christian and follower of Jesus Christ. Him and others are part of this history, Matt. So they filed the application, but the right to have the flag flown during the one-hour event was denied solely because the commissioner, Commissioner Rooney, said that the flag was religious. Now, this is the Christian flag. Most people have seen this flag. It's white, and then in the upper corner, it has a square. Inside of that is a cross. It doesn't say Christian anywhere. It doesn't have any other words on it. Most people that are not familiar with this flag would not even know that it is the Christian flag. But because it was named the Christian flag on the application, Matt, the commissioner denied it, saying the establishment of religion, the First Amendment, prevents the city from displaying this at a public gathering, even though it was private speech.
Yeah, the irony here, of course, is that the government's actions here are explicitly unconstitutional. So they're citing the First Amendment of the United States Constitution in order to engage in prohibited content discrimination, viewpoint discrimination, and that includes religious discrimination, can't be singled out and targeted, yet they acknowledge and admit expressly that that's exactly what they were doing. And the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that that is unconstitutional. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. I mean, the Supreme Court has over and over again said that private speech that occurs in a public forum is private speech. It's not the speech of the government. Therefore, there is no Establishment Clause issue. The government cannot say that they will restrict religious speech or viewpoint, because if they allow it, they would violate the Establishment Clause. There is no Establishment Clause concern, Holly, when you have in a public forum a number of different voices that have the opportunity to speak. And in this case, they've had lots of different private speakers that have used the flagpole and the City Hall Plaza out front of the City Hall for their private events. And when you then include in that religion, Christian viewpoints, there is no Establishment Clause concern. It's private speech in a public forum.
Yeah, I mean, granted, they've had, what, the pride flag, the rainbow flag, all the different countries have flown their flag. But yet my question would be, have these officials taken history, social studies, and learned that Boston, of all places, the rich history that we have in America of liberty and free speech, the founders from Boston, how can you discriminate against a Christian flag?
Well, let's look at a few of these things. The city tries to say regarding this Christian flag, which frankly, Commissioner Rooney would not have known it's a Christian flag had it not been denominated Christian flag on the application.
Yeah, if they called it a Constitution flag, you probably wouldn't have batted an eye, would he?
Constitution flag, Constitution flag, want to fly a flag.
Yeah.
He would not have denied it, but
right.
He saw the word Christian. Oh, he can't do that.
And warning.
He took the position that the city cannot endorse that this is public speech. even though it's part of the public forum. It specifically says it in the application. It is a public forum. They want to accommodate all comers to be able to utilize the flags, the flagpole, and also the other public forums down below at the ground level of the flagpole. And that is the city's express statement. So, but then they said, well, no, it's public speech, and therefore it's not private speech. Well, let's think about that for a minute. Public speech. In fact, this actually came up during the argument. Does the city really endorse the Republic of Turkey, the People's Republic of China, which is the communist regime of China? Do they endorse Cuba? Because in the past, different organizations have come up to have an application, they've had an event, and they've flown the Republic of Turkey flag. They have flown the Communist China flag. They've flown the Cuban flag. So take China and Turkey. They are two of the most world-renowned persecutors of human rights and religious freedom. Really? Is that Boston's message? I don't think so. If they really thought about it, are they endorsing Turkey? Are they endorsing Communist China? Are they endorsing violation of human rights? No, this is a private venue. It just happened to be the word Christian. And Matt, and I encourage people listening, go take a look at the Bunker Hill flag. The Bunker Hill flag. Just search it on the internet, the image of the Bunker Hill flag. And then search the image of the Christian flag. Put them side by side. You're going to see almost identical flags. The Bunker Hill flag has a square in the upper corner, just like the Christian flag. It has a cross. In fact, it is St. George's cross. Now, St. George, Matt, is in honor of the Crusades.
Yeah.
The Crusades. And he is, you know, considered a martyr of the Crusades. And so we're talking about Crusades. And the only difference between the Bunker Hill flag and the Christian flag is it also has a small pine tree, which has been the universal symbol of freedom that the founders used. That pine tree was a symbol of freedom. Other than that pine tree, you put these flags side by side, they're different color schemes, but they look virtually identical. They look like clones of each other. So if we had decided, our clients, Camp Constitution, let's celebrate Constitution Week, we're going to raise the Bunker Hill flag, there would have been no problem. Let's raise the other flag. Looks just like the Bunker Hill flag, except it doesn't have the small pine tree. No, you can't do that. Why? Because of the word Christian.
Right. And Matt, as you know, I mean, there are multiple Supreme Court precedents here. The Lamb's Chapel case is one of the big ones, where a public school district opened its facilities in much the same manner Boston has done here. It just kind of opens it to all comers and creates a public forum. And a group was wanting to participate in this public forum in the Lamb's Chapel case at a school district from a Christian perspective. They were prohibited from doing so, and the court held the school had violated the First Amendment. It said it discriminates on the basis of viewpoint to permit school property to be used for the presentation of all views about family issues and child rearing, except those dealing with the subject matter from a religious standpoint. So to me, it doesn't get much more on point than the Lamb's Chapel case.
Well, because these other flags, although they're Turkey and China and Cuba, the groups that were flying those weren't necessarily national groups. They're national flags, but it's to celebrate and recognize the Turkish community, the Chinese community, the Cuban community, the Latino community, et cetera, of Boston and the Commonwealth. I'm sure that was one of their goals, among others. Well, in this case, the Christian flag was to celebrate and recognize what? The Christian community,
right,
the Christian heritage, the Christian history. No different than the other reasons for these private organizations. So they allow these private groups to have the private flag. And in fact, the flag for these other groups, some of them stayed there for days. We only wanted the flag for 1 hour during the event. And they said no, because it's Christian, that the Establishment Clause was the issue, that it's public speech. None of it makes sense. None of it is constitutional. continue to pray for this case and others. Liberty Counsel continues to fight for religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Regarding this case and many other issues, lc.org, you can go to that website and sign up for a number of our free educational and activist emails, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.